Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
First of all, let's go back to the principle of need to know. Why would a private first class have access to all of this? Somebody is responsible for that, and it isn't just the private first class. They should be held accountable and responsible for a change. We should make sure that we have the fixes in, that we have confidence that information will not be disseminated except for those who need to know. And I'm worried about the additional information that WikiLeaks apparently has and how much damage that will do to America's national security. Let's fix the problem, hold people responsible, and make sure that this kind of thing never happens again.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen here, welcoming you into another hour of thoughtful, provocative discussion. One of the big things, if not the biggest thing this week, as I've said before, is this WikiLeaks controversy. The leaks, the leaks, the leaks. Where are they all? You just heard Senator John McCain. McCain can't understand how a low-level soldier like Private Bradley Manning would have access to so many classified documents. It must be the country is being run so well, Senator McCain. Well, it must just be a mistake, don't you think? WikiLeaks came under intense pressure after its dump of sensitive documents, with China demanding some action, even the website facing cyber attack and a defector announcing a rival site. 2 days after the whistleblower website began releasing all of these files, signs emerged that more damaging disclosures were on the way, with officials saying WikiLeaks has thousands and thousands of cables on the sensitive role the United States has played in Taiwan. China has warned against any disturbance to China-U.S. relations after leaked cables indicated that Beijing was frustrated with North Korea and may accept its collapse and absorption by the South. That makes them happy and feel good, right? Well, but you find out what's really going on in the world. Isn't that what you'd prefer to have? That's the way I'd prefer to have it, frankly. We'll be finding out what your preferences are later on at 800-510-8255 in this hour. First, though, let's get to some of the talk radio and talk television input. First, from CBS, a report on the possibility that the Justice Department will charge Julian Assange with espionage.
WikiLeaks has about 250,000 of these State Department cables, and they're going to be releasing them in dribs and drabs over the coming months. The latest one says that Afghan President Hamid Karzai released some seriously dangerous drug dealers because of their connections to powerful figures.
Crimes have been committed here, and we are in the process of investigating those crimes.
On Capitol Hill, there are calls for the Justice Department to charge WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange with espionage. But that won't be easy. Assange is an Australian citizen whose whereabouts are currently unknown, and the espionage laws are outdated, written during World War I.
Those were designed for a different era, a different kind of espionage threat. They talk about sketches and code books and signal books. They weren't designed to deal with a mass leak out of the Internet.
But the Justice Department is expected to push ahead, arguing that the WikiLeaks documents put U.S. intelligence assets at risk around the world. One document about a suspected shipment of nuclear equipment to Iran describes an Iranian intelligence source as a former national fencing champion of Iran, almost surely enough to put his life in jeopardy.
There is nothing laudable about endangering innocent people.
Secretary of State Clinton sharply criticized WikiLeaks and its founder, but she's also spending much of her time apologizing to nations and leaders who may have been embarrassed by the disclosures.
The United States deeply regrets the disclosure of any information that was intended to be confidential.
Information like a description of Russian President Medvedev as afraid and hesitant, and French President Sarkozy as a naked emperor.
According to an interview in Forbes magazine, WikiLeaks' next target is a major American bank. Julian Assange refused to identify the bank, but said it will, quote, find itself turned inside out.
800-510-8255, as the countdown continues with WikiLeaks and those leaks continue. Here's NBC's Andrea Mitchell speaking with Daniel Ellsberg. Remember Ellsberg, responsible for releasing the Pentagon Papers?
And, of course, the Pentagon Papers precedent is one of the precedents that's being cited for the fact that the news media can publish what WikiLeaks has passed along without fear of prosecution.
Well, people who don't want to say that there should never be a leak in a democracy, that the government should have total control, they don't want to say that of all of our information. I find they're now giving the Pentagon Papers more credit than I've heard for a number of decades. I keep hearing, yes, Pentagon Papers good, but that was different. WikiLeaks bad, New York Times bad. You can't really distinguish, by the way, between the role very much of the New York Times or the Guardian or Der Spiegel and WikiLeaks. You can look at some of their processes as being different, but basically you can't prosecute one without going after the other, and they're not anxious to prosecute the New York Times, nor do I think they should. But, you know, it's very easy to overestimate the significance or the possible damage of these latest releases, which are enormous in scale. They're unprecedented. But there's a lot of hyping going on, I'd say, on both sides, a lot of hyperventilation. These releases are not the Pentagon Papers. They're relatively low-level, or they're not low-level, but they're field-level from ambassadors and others. They're not high-level, top-secret decision papers like the Pentagon Papers. We don't have the Pentagon Papers of Afghanistan, and I wish we had them right now. I wish we'd had them earlier for Iraq, and I wish we had them right now for our policymaking in Yemen and Pakistan, which I think is very, very suspect and needs democratic monitoring here. I don't think our policy is looking wise at all. I think one could criticize the New York Times getting carried away here by printing some of the gossip, which the gossipy, snarky comments, which the public doesn't particularly need to hear. That's like saying we don't want any privacy in our diplomatic communications. I wouldn't say that, nor would I criminalize somebody for putting it out, but it's not very important.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon. For Victor, 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor entering, this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED at grid, Mike Bravo, 310-737, take a small arms fire, request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The email address is doug@dougstefan.com. We have ways of reaching. We have ways of reaching through Facebook and Twitter, you and vice versa. Reaching out now from CNN, Kira Phillips and Ashley Franz discuss the theory that Private Bradley Manning released these documents because he was upset with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It seems Mr. Manning, or Private Manning, is gay.
The WikiLeaks intelligence dump and the future of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the military's ban on openly gay soldiers. They're two of today's biggest talkers and stories, and they may have something in common. The linchpin is this man, 22-year-old Private First Class Bradley Manning. He's suspected of involvement in the largest intelligence leak in American history. And a friend says Manning is gay.
In my opinion, I feel that sexuality, his own sexuality, and what had happened to him in the military, coupled with the policy of the military, played a significant role in the reason as to why he did what he did.
And you first wrote about the fact that he was a loner, he felt isolated. Why?
He was born in a really small town in Oklahoma, and he always just felt that he was a little bit different. According to his friends and some other people that we've talked with in his own writings, he was openly gay and grew up with a very, very firm sense of what he felt was justice and was quite opinionated beyond his years. Often talked about politics openly and very brashly, even with his younger classmates.
Interesting. And you also delved into his Facebook page, and there was a lot of revelations from that as well.
He was affiliated with a lot of left-wing political organizations, everything that sort of supported equal rights for gays, and he was certainly for repealing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, according to his Facebook page.
And you also, it was interesting, these instant messages and these communications that you delved more into as well with this gentleman, Lameau. Tell us more about this. And then I'm going to actually read some of these instant messages that were sent. How did this relationship come about?
Sure. Well, let's set up who Adrian Lameau is.
Okay.
He's an infamous hacker. He's based in California. He is sort of beloved and legendary in hacking circles. So Bradley Manning, because he loved computers, he would have heard about Adrian Lameau. So he reached out to him in instant message chats that lasted over a period of days in which, and I'm quoting Manning, saying to Lameau, "I can't believe what I'm confessing to you." And he goes on to say in these instant chats that he has these classified cables and reams of other confidential intel that he plans on sharing with WikiLeaks.
Next up, Fox host Martha McCallum speaking with national security expert Kit McFarland.
In this particular part that I just spoke about in the introduction, you've got Arab nations like Bahrain, mm-hmm. you know, saying behind in the back channels of diplomacy, you know, we wouldn't mind if you
right.
if you took out these facilities in Iran. That's huge to have these
that
Arab
is.
Nations turning against Iran.
Because publicly they're not saying that.
Right.
Privately they're urging us on. I mean, for example, I talked to a prominent U.S. senator who was just in the Gulf, and he said that every meeting he had, they talked about, you've got to do this. You've got to take out Iran's nuclear sites. Don't let Israel go. We have to condemn it if Israel does it. If you do it, we're not going to condemn it. And he said that at the end of the meeting, the press release that the country's release said it was all about Israel. They were all talking about Israel. So privately, they're urging us to deal with it. They think it's an existential threat.
So you've got all these countries surrounding yeah. Iran basically saying they're crazy and somebody needs to take them out.
Right.
Then you have Israel reading this and saying, they're on our side, these Arab
right.
nations.
Right.
And then the Arab nations say, we can't be seen as being on Israel's side, so this is really bad. Does any of that strengthen Iran's hand when they look at those Arab nations and say, see, we told you, the Israelis and the Americans are all working together against all of us?
Against all of us. No, I think that the big unknown with the Iranian situation was, if there was some kind of an attack, U.S. or otherwise, would those Arab states rally around Iran? Would they help Iran retaliate? Would there be a bigger regional war where they would join Iran's side? I think what you're seeing now is that there seems to be a pretty big consensus behind the scenes
yeah.
of those countries saying, would you please deal with it? We can't, but you guys have to go ahead and do it. Now, the question would be, what would they do afterwards? Would Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the other countries, would they condemn the United States? Well, maybe. But the question is, will they then let the issue stop?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Neither.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-TALK-23 and change past the hour as we focus on the fallout from WikiLeaks posting of the secret diplomatic cables. State Department has moved to stop the leaks by tightening access to the computer files. There is a report that the WikiLeaks website was attacked by unknown hackers. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, tells Time magazine that Secretary of State Clinton ought to resign if it's proved that she ordered American diplomats to spy on UN officials. That's one of the leaked reports. I find this to be a very important discussion. And speaking of important discussions, here's radio host Paul W. Smith speaking with constitutional law professor Robert Sedler, and the discussion focuses on the First Amendment rights of the people at WikiLeaks.
What a great day and a great time to be a professor of constitutional law, Professor Sedler.
Good morning, Paul W. There's almost always something. This, by the way, just reprises what happened in 1971 with the disclosure of the Pentagon Papers. As usual, the government claims that this will produce great harm to national security, and the Supreme Court said there's no state secrets exception to the First Amendment. There's no national security exception unless you can show that the disclosure of the information will cause, and I'm quoting, direct, immediate, and irreparable damage to a particular national security interest.
Well, I hope, Professor, you felt this way about the first WikiLeaks go-around, where there was serious damage that was potentially done for human lives. So far, this is just an embarrassment to the current administration and the State Department, which is causing them all of a sudden to react more harshly than they did when the first WikiLeaks happened, because all those reports were based on the Bush years.
That's interesting. It's true. Whether it's President Bush or President Obama or going back to 1971, President Nixon, the president always says this will be harmful to national security and will risk lives. But interestingly enough, after the first WikiLeaks showing, the Secretary of Defense told Senator Levin, who is the chair of the Senate Defense Committee, the Armed Services Committee, that there really wasn't any serious harm to national security. And WikiLeaks explained that it had delayed circulation of those documents until it could redact certain names. You know, the second part is perhaps even more interesting. Every day, Paul W., you and Ann and the people working with you exercise what's called editorial discretion. You may decide that certain information shouldn't be released. Say, the police say, we think we have a suspect, but we ask you not to release it. And you make a decision that it is more important to withhold the information at the present time. And the media does this all the time on questions of national security. There's a very good discussion by Bill Keller, the editor of the New York Times, in yesterday's New York Times, explaining that they do withhold certain information that could put people's lives in danger. So it's not as if these things are circulated without any regard to the consequences. And that's an important part of the First Amendment, is the media's exercise of editorial discretion.
But they didn't do that for the Pentagon Papers, however.
The Pentagon Papers really didn't have any names. It wasn't as if they disclosed operatives abroad. That's an example of something that would be unprotected by the First Amendment, is to blow the cover of, let's say, CIA operatives and put their lives in danger.
That is unprotected?
That would not be protected.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples, that was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The interesting thing about email when it comes to our, the connections that we have through Twitter, there's an old, there was a chain in New England that sold high fidelity equipment called Tweeter, et cetera. And I always think of them when I'm thinking of all the tweeting, the Twitter. At any rate, that's an old story. I don't need to tell it now. In essence, let's see here. Edwin Oler writes, Doug, Washington never told a lie. What has this guy been smoking? George Washington, during the Revolution, had one of the most elaborate spy networks in the world. Secrecy is the essence of our security. That private first class took the same oath that I did. For what he did, he should be put in federal prison forever. This individual reminds me of the Walker family. Currently, the only things that have been disclosed are a few embarrassing messages. However, items that need to be kept secret need to be kept secret. If he insists on revealing these bits of information, somebody's going to track him down and give him what for. Here's talk show host Doc Thompson speaking with former FBI investigator Colleen Rawley, who was a whistleblower regarding missed clues before the September 11th attacks. She speculates that if WikiLeaks existed before 2001, we may have been able to stop the September 11th attacks.
Explain a little bit about what happened in 9/11 before we get to WikiLeaks and what you reported and what your role was prior to 9/11.
Well, in the summer of 2001, there were numerous clues and warnings about being attacks from Al-Qaeda, to the extent that the president was actually briefed about it in early August. Our Minneapolis office came on a suspect who was learning to fly, that within just a couple of days our agents had probable cause to believe would be a part of a terrorist attack. And then they sought further approval from headquarters to search his personal effects and were thwarted. Our agents were thwarted in August. But that information, even though they were thwarted, surged right to the top of the entire intelligence community. And George Tenet, who was the director of Central Intelligence over 16 agencies, was briefed on August 23rd about the Mousawi case called Fundamentalist Learns to Fly. And yet, here's the part that became even more frustrating. So all of these clues and failures were, or not failures weren't known, but the clues were out there, the dots. And so after 9/11, then you had this huge cover-up. And every, you know, Condi Rice stood up and said, no one would have known a plane would fly into a building.
You buried all that information. Hey, Colleen, let's move ahead a little bit now. As an investigator, like you said, it's got to be frustrating for you if you know this information's out there, you feel helpless at times. Is that what you think is or could be the basis for these WikiLeaks, that the investigators are saying, you know, we got to get this out there?
I think that the person who did leak the documents, or persons, if it's more than one, was motivated for patriotic purposes. You know, they're going to prosecute this private Bradley Manning as under the Espionage Act or whatever, and I think that's totally wrong. I think the person, it was a whistleblower, because if you sense that things are incorrect, and certainly war crimes are not going to be helping our national security. The person who is a whistleblower is motivated in a completely different vein. They're trying to get information out that constitutes fraud, waste, abuse, and illegality, or a serious risk to public safety. And I think in the case of the WikiLeaks, what you see is somebody motivated as I was. You know, I wasn't motivated to be treasonous by writing my memo.
There's a lady who has an interesting story to tell for sure. 800-510-8255. In a few moments, we'll begin taking your calls. She was an FBI investigator and knew. See, the government protects itself. You know the old story about blue protecting blue, the police, they close ranks when there's something going on with one of them, need to be protected. That's more important than protecting you, protecting each other. You know that story. Well, that thinking that still is very much a part of the reality in many of these civil service jobs, public service jobs, jobs that involve so-called black ops. So these people are more interested in what goes on internally. And you see that all the time. There's no cooperation between any of these groups. We know that the FDA and the USDA do the same thing. We know that the FBI and the CIA often do the same thing as Army and Navy intelligence. It's back and forth, and you and I are paying the bill. So I'm still extraordinarily suspicious, shall we say, about the continuing hooting and howling about this guy, because as has been noted, nothing of any real great importance has been leaked so far. And I think the what if is important here. What if WikiLeaks had existed before 2001? You think we might have been able to stop the September 11th attacks? 800-510-8255. Email from Bonnie Wilbur, who writes, "Hi, Doug. What happened to Dick Cheney when he outed Valerie Plame, when it clearly put her life in danger?" A pretty interesting question. Remember, well, that whole situation, that part of the movie that has been, I think it still is around, frankly. 800-510-8255. As for Assange, he is in hiding, made a lot of enemies. He's from Australia, raised by his mother. He was homeschooled. a skilled computer hacker, had founded WikiLeaks to explore bureaucratic secrets globally. This year, though, he's really skyrocketed in terms of attention because of his focus on the whole business of secrecy in the United States. Video posted online showing an attack on Iraqi insurgents that killed both journalists and civilians. You don't think we ought to know that? You don't think that's important for us to know? And don't tell me it's the cost of war, because in that circumstance it clearly wasn't. He stepped into the spotlight to defend the leak, and the rumor mill went wild, calling him a control freak, slept in a different place every night, named in a rape case in Sweden. He's now on Interpol's most wanted list. I'm betting that has something to do with whatever pull we have with Interpol. He is not a big attention person. He doesn't want a lot of attention. I guess it's difficult to figure out what makes somebody like this tick. What comes across, according to one of his colleagues, is a very firm belief that secrets are not often a good thing, and that society doesn't benefit from secrets. Okay? Hard to argue with that. At least I think it's hard to argue with it, especially when the secrets are self-serving. 800-510-8255. Lots of explanations, lots of intrigue, lots of questions coming up as we continue our focus here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
What will you build? A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen, a bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
800-510-8255. Bryce is listening in Iowa. We have four or five stations there. Let's find out what his call is all about.
I find the whole thing almost an act of treason. I think this whole thing is ridiculous. I think that, you know, anymore everybody thinks, well, this isn't somebody trying to save the world here, trying to say, well, let's have some transparency. This is a very irresponsible individual who I think should, you know, in essence, be brought up on charges. I think this stuff leaking out, first of all, does he think it's going to become more transparent as a result of this? Now, if he thinks there's an act of secrecy going on, he hasn't seen anything yet. No one's going to leave a paper trail. Nobody's going to do anything in writing. It's all going to be under the table behind closed doors. Secondly, what it does is it spurs other people like this, like your, you know, guest just said, there's an agenda here. And what it's going to do is it's going to cause other people in the future to say, you know what? I don't like the corporation I'm working for. I think I'm just going to go ahead and put their entire marketing plan or business plan online just to teach them a lesson. I think there needs to be some accountability here.
All right, accountability. The leaks are an act of treason. Do you agree with that, caller? 800-510-8255. Beth, listening in New York,
I wanted to make three quick points. Number one, this is small potatoes, what's been disinformation out there. Two, I think as a taxpayer, having had almost every male relative of mine going back generations, being either in the military or the police or both, and I think WikiLeaks should be putting out information about the torture sessions, and not what they say, but their actual notes on the front page of every single newspaper in this country, and the names of the torturers, and the psychiatrists and psychologists who are there to make sure that those being tortured don't die. Because I'm paying for it, and if it was a cop doing something like this in this country, you know they would be in trouble. And then my third point is that the third issue about protection, I won't discuss, we'll just say that if I knew information about something horrible happening, and I were to speak to a reporter about it, I know that I am more likely to stay alive if my name is in the paper. And that if it is that dire and I'm speaking to the police confidentially, it is their job to make sure I stay alive.
800-510-8255. Let's get the details about lots of this sordid stuff. So she says, what say you? 800-510-8255. This is a talk radio review. We are into what will promise to be, if not one of the top two or three items this week, certainly I think this is number one, but it's early in the week. Who knows what will happen as we go through the week. Allison listening in Boston with thoughts on the countdown.
I actually think that some of these assumptions that Assange should be brought up on treason charges are absolutely ludicrous. And I think that, you know, what he did with this dump, the majority of it, the vast majority of it, were things that the public already knew, had been widely reported on, or were just, you know, a matter of public opinion as far as, you know, the president of Italy, Berlusconi, parties too much, and Muammar Gaddafi is odd. Like, we knew these things. And I think that this whole idea that it was an attack on the United States is sort of the United States' selfish mentality. The governments of the world as a whole have all been served an embarrassing helping of truth, you know, almost equally. And I don't know why it would change anything to know that the Israelis and Palestinians talk to each other in an almost friendly way behind closed doors. Of course they do. Or that Saudi Arabia is, you know, appropriately concerned about Iran's nuclear program. Why shouldn't they be? And they should speak candidly about it, as Hillary Clinton said, to the public. They should be speaking candidly about it. It's possible that these leaks might even serve to help diplomatic relations in other parts of the country, with the exception possibly about the revelation that China is losing patience with North Korea. That might be problematic, but the rest of them, I don't see that it's all that to make a huge fuss about.
Interesting. Allison represents what is, we would call it the younger point of view. It's also interesting, I think, to note how people of various ages, especially under the age of 30, have a completely different attitude in the main. Not everybody, because not everybody is going to think the same, but there's a completely different point of view. Some, I don't know if this guy's a hero. I don't think he's a hero. But I do think that he's done something that gets us across the board to think about what our policies are and how our money is spent. I look at some of these headlines. WikiLeaks shows undiplomatic face of U.S. policy. The Saudi thing is actually pretty amusing. The fact that the Israelis and the Palestinians, what it does is show you what a game politics is. And whether is it just good for business in the Middle East to have the Palestinians at the Israelis? Think about that. Donald, you're in South Carolina. Please tell us what you want us to know.
Good morning. I just I've been fascinated by some of the responses here this morning. I think that WikiLeaks should be given the Medal of Freedom. I mean, we should know more about our government after George Bush and Dick Cheney took us into war on false intelligence. It would have been nice to know if the American public knew that all of this intelligence that was being given us was bogus, and they were depending on somebody named Curveball to give us our intelligence about Iraq. So, and if I could speak about Saudi Arabia, that would sort of be a win-win situation for them, wouldn't it, for us to go in and bomb Iran, in that it would almost invariably close up the Strait of Hormuz, where most of the world's oil comes through. What would that do? That would make oil go maybe $200, $300 a barrel. That really wouldn't be a bad thing for Saudi Arabia to triple their income.
Yeah. Lots of food for thought. Thank you. We'll continue with your calls in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, had completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Corrected.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Really? Really? WikiLeaks cables offer insight at global crises. One of the headlines that I'm seeing that's kind of interesting. Is it embarrassing for the U.S.? The Saudi Arabian connection, a lot of people concerned about that. What are you concerned about as you think about this whole controversy? Mike calls from Houston, Texas, into the Countdown Live. Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
One of the things we need to remember about Mr. Assange is he's not an American citizen. So when we start talking about concepts like treason and duty and patriotism, he's not an American. So he doesn't have the same allegiance to our country, to our ideals, to our laws that somebody inside would. Now, the private, he's in a completely different frame. But for Mr. Assange, he's an outside reference. But you know, he may be at the point now that he's about to cross himself if he's out of bank next. Playing politics is one thing; playing with big money is a completely different story.
Well, you can be sure there'd be knives and guns out looking for this guy. But you're right; he's not an American. So all this talk about treason and trial—it's nonsense. Much of what goes on is just that; it's a lot of hot air. And so we move on. Mike, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. Mike, we move to Pittsburgh for your call with what you have to say.
Yeah, good morning. Actually, I wanted to continue commenting on, which I think is the most embarrassing thing. It shows that the United States is still being manipulated by Saudi Arabia, still pulling the global strings. And it's the big puppeteer on the, it was our reason for going into Iran and Iraq. And they don't care about anybody but Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and Dubai. And unfortunately, they're using our military. What really amazes me is how many countries in this, on the planet that don't have their own military are doing so well economically. And we're just being manipulated. Our military is being used and manipulated. And yeah, it does go back to Bush years and Cheney and a few. But big oil, big problem.
Big oil, big problem. You're right. And big Saudi Arabia. They aren't our friends, but it's interesting to get some of the visualizations. When you read some of these words, you can just imagine what some of these people look like and how they act. 800-510-8255. Andrew, another New Yorker on the countdown, what he thinks is important in our reviewing the WikiLeaks story.
For those who are interested in the Guantanamo detainees, you can see just how difficult it is to place those detainees in other nations, that even nations who have said publicly that they will help the United States close Gitmo, that those things are easier said than done. That over in China, there are difficulties, you know, on numerous levels, including threats with seemingly Chinese-backed viruses infecting Western computer systems. It certainly gives you a flavor that that maybe we don't often see every day, the way people conduct themselves day to day around the world, whether it's a crowned prince in one nation or an elected leader in another. You see all kinds of insights.
Very insightful. I agree with you, sir. Lots of insight into what goes on, the old squeaky wheel and the grease thing. Riley calling, another Texan. Good morning to you, sir.
I think that WikiLeaks has really done nothing wrong. I think they provide a service that we all need at one time or another. Private Manning ought to have his butt put in a sling. I worked for intelligence in the military, and there were severe consequences for us to do that. All nations are aware that we each do it. We're all aware of that. I'm surprised that it's taken the military this kind of incident for them to initiate the safeguards that wouldn't allow access to special compartmented information and downloading and copying it.
The military intelligence, we all laugh about that. They're all asleep. Here is Earl in Kentucky with a final conclusion.
Good morning. So at first I thought this was damaging, but I don't really think it's as damaging as people think. You need to understand the perspective that people, other countries have of the United States. I think most people by now understand that the United States will say one thing and do something totally opposite. So this is literally turning back the curtain and allowing some of our allies or enemies to really to confirm what they already thought. You know, this Private Manning guy, he's not an individual. You know, people are applauding this guy for leaking this information. He signs a non-disclosure agreement. Whether he liked it or not, there were mechanisms in place that would allow him to go to the chain of command. However, I have to applaud him for his courage, because obviously his chain of command or his leadership couldn't do something. You know, they can't change the State Department. I mean, a general can't go to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and say, hey, you need to stop this. So I saw the courage there, and that's kind of strange.
Up to the minute on the WikiLeaks controversy here on the countdown.